Unit 2. An interview with the founder of Children Planet. Welcome to today's show on Offering a Helping Hand. We've invited the founder of Children Planet, an Austrian charity organisation, Mr. Christian Samhaber. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, it is great to be here. Please call me Christian.
Christian, you've been heavily invested in the project in the past couple of years, spending countless hours on children in need.
Well, it's not just me. We have hundreds of volunteers, not only in Austria, but also all over the world, who voluntarily work for our organisation.
Let's give our listeners a glimpse into what you're doing.
Children Planet was founded in 2009. It is an Austrian NGO. What we primarily do is developmental work. Our motivation, aim, goal, call it whatever you want, our drive, so to speak, is to support children in Cambodia and give them a brighter outlook for the future.
How do you go about that?
We have several projects running simultaneously. Lack of education or mediocre healthcare are burning issues in regional areas around Stung Treng, an area where people, families live in miserable conditions. The fight for survival is omnipresent.
I imagine improving the situation in a faraway country is pretty difficult.
Absolutely. You see, as a non-profit organisation, everything that's being done is carried out by volunteers. We've got a great community. People are self-motivated to bring about change. After years of hard work, we see that our work is actually supporting the poor. Yeah, supporting the poor is what drives us.
Does your work go hand in hand with the Cambodian government?
Unfortunately not. We do have a reliable partner who we have been working with and who is very strong in this region, the Evergreen Community.
What inspired you to found this charity organisation? I mean, what got you started on the project?
It all started during my stay in Cambodia, of course. That's where I met Long Lipo, who has become a dear friend of mine since our friendship has brought benefits and lasting positive effects to the area. Long Lipo is an extremely interesting person. In Rechniakul, a little village bordering the regional capital of Stung Treng in northeastern Cambodia, Long Lipo lives with his wife and his children. His past was badly influenced by the Red Khmer, living through it in his early childhood. During the rule of Pol Pot and the aftermath of Vietnamese occupation, he secretly learned English, hoping this would help in the liberation and reconstruction of his country. After the Vietnamese troops left, he started working for the government and for organizations like UNICEF. His past motivated him to help give the children in his community a better childhood. He wanted to help children that are facing poverty, just like he did. This was the beginning of his work with children, running English classes under mango trees on his property for the children of the neighborhood. Sometimes, when resources were available, even providing a snack for the children. When I heard of Lipo's story and learned what Lipo and his family were doing, I immediately decided to support the fight for justice and education. A logical step was to found the NGO Children Planet, which we did upon my return to Austria, the 17th of September 2009. Ever since then, there's been tight cooperation between myself and Lipo that is not only focused on financial exchange. It is the shared vision in particular that is the key driver, to help kids and give them a fair chance at a better life.
Wow, so inspiring. What can our listeners do to support your good cause?
Head to our website, childrenplanet.at. This is where you get further information on our projects. You can donate money or even become a sponsor. Apart from that, we are constantly looking for volunteers to support us, not only in Austria, but also in Cambodia. So if you want to become part of a really great community, join us. We're even looking for volunteers willing to do some teaching in Cambodia.
Christian, thank you for sharing your story with us today.